presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airways.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower back to CX-4. Wind southeast. Ceiling 1200. All clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan coming in.
Fellas and girls, doesn't the roar of Hop Harrigan's plane make you want to learn to fly? Doesn't it make your fingers itch to get hold of that joystick and feel the thrilling response of the ship to the controls? I'll bet it does. And I'll bet many of you listening right now are dreaming of a career in aviation. But as you well know, there's much more to flying than merely guiding a plane through. A good pilot isn't made overnight. A well-trained pilot for combat or peacetime civilian or peace has many months of preparation, long hours of preparation, long hours of hard work and study. You boys who want to join the Army or Navy Air Forces when you reach the required age, and you boys and girls who are planning careers in peacetime aviation when this war is won, you can start your training right now by signing up for the voluntary pre-flight training courses now being established in high schools all over the country. These courses, approved by the Army and Navy Air Forces and the Civilian Aeronautics Administration, teach aeronavigation, meteorology, all the necessary fundamentals. And what's more, you can take these courses as part of your regular high school curriculum during school hours. Those of you who are not yet old enough to take these courses, tell your older brothers about them. If you are eligible, don't waste any time. If pre-flight training courses have not yet been established in your high school, talk with your principal of high school. Talk with your principal about them. For further information, write to the United States Office of Education, Washington, D.C. America needs... And now to our story. Yesterday, we learned how Hop Harrigan, substituting for Captain Kirby of the British intelligence, parachuted from a speeding plane high above occupied France to make contact with a secret agent named Strasser operating in the town of Granville. Landing in the beanfield of Pierre Collard, Hop, where he was fed by Mama Collard and given some clothes, more suitable than his flying uniform, for undercover work. In the midst of making plans for Lisa, the young daughter of the Collard household, to drive Hop into Granville the next morning, the Nazi patrol arrived at the door to make a routine search. Listen.
Achtung! Achtung! In the name of the Third Reich, I order you to open this door.
Gee, I gotta get out of here. If they find me, I'll be a...
Open up, you fancy! Or I will break the door down! Open up! Open up!
Where are you taking him, Lisa? You will both be killed.
No, no. Come, Harrigan. Quickly, this way.
Okay, Lisa. Let's go.
All right. Break it in.
I am here. Un moment, please.
Well, busy man.
Then immediately. That is the way we do things in the new order. What were you so busy with?
We were eating, Monsieur le Capitaine, what the little there is.
Where is your daughter? I do not see her.
Oh, Monsieur l'Officier, Lisa has gone, l'Officier. Lisa is looking for the cow.
After curfew? Gottfried, search the house. You couldn't have been busy with the wireless.
An American lies, could you?
Oh, no.
Finds the cow.
I hope so these days.
There are just the three of you?
We? Just?
Soup bowl doing on the table. You'd better tell me the truth. Who are you sheltering? You belong to the underground.
Oh, no, Monsieur le Capitaine. We do not belong to the underground. We are loyal.
And the fourth plate?
It is for our son, Jacques.
Jacques Bellin? According to this record, I fear he was killed at Sedan.
He was, Monsieur. But we set a place for him, always.
You stupid, sentimental friend. That is why you are a conquered people. Setting places for dead
men, Monsieur.
Friend of dead men use spoons. This spoon is still wet. Someone used it. Now, tell me, Golda, before I choke it out of you. Don't lie. Choke it out of you. Don't lie.
Release my throat, monsieur. It is a custom of ours. Each of us sips from Jacques' plate. It makes us think he is still here.
You are a damned fool. What can I do with you?
Hello, Maman, Papa. Oh, an officier.
Yeah.
Cow, Lisa?
Cow? Oh, no, Papa. She must have gotten into Troyes by her in the morning.
Next time, do not give the rules. But as for you, Gola, don't try any tricks. We are watching you. We do not believe you are loyal to the new order.
But, monsieur, I assure...
Quiet! Sentimentalists. Tumkovs. I cannot waste any more time here. Stupid!
That's the close.
Yes, even from the grave.
Eliza, from the grave.
Harrigan.
Oh, they even went up into the loft.
Then Harrigan. Harrigan is dead?
He is in the stall with the bar. He is in the state room for him.
They say our cow is in the barn, and then we will be arrested.
When cow came home.
Tiens.
He must not hope. It is not a what? Hope, Harrigan. He told me in the bar.
There.
Papa.
You can smell too good. Anyway, there wasn't really...
You have to frighten a person so up? Close the door, Papa.
Sorry, Mama Collard.
I have a thought. I know how to get you to Grandville, Larry.
You do? Oh, gee, that's swell, Papa Collard.
Oh, remember, Papa, he has no paper. If he is searched, they will capture him at once. He has no identification.
That is right, Papa.
But how can they catch him when he is hidden under a load of hay in the ox cart? Now, listen carefully. The ox cart. Now, listen. You will get in. Then Lisa will drive you to Grandville in style. It is a perfect plan. The first thing in the morning before it is time.
Allez! Go on, you! Go on, you! Hop! Soon we will be at Strasser. Soon.
I hope Strasser's at his tailor shop.
Don't worry, he will be...
Shop.
Don't worry, he will be there.
So, there's no...
We are approaching the Gout station. Approaching the Gout station. Here is...
Okay.
Arthur, stand still.
Oui, monsieur.
Where are you going?
I am taking this hay.
You have so much hay that you give it to your relatives.
They have nothing. And even though we have very little, we must share.
What difference does it make? So much peasants. Shall I turn your filthy cart over and make you load it again?
Oh, monsieur, please, no.
Who is to stop me? He would be to stop me. You voyage your hearts. Go, schnell, go.
Oui.
Schnell, go.
Allez! Hey, I who sleep a cold! Hop!
Yeah?
We are going into the alley behind Strasser's tailor shop. Jump out quickly. Now, hurry.
Oh, hey. I sure thought we were gone.
Oh, caught. Good luck.
Your parents, too, tonight. Don't worry.
Hop. Au revoir.
What can I do for you, monsieur?
Why, I'd like to see Monsieur Strasser. Karl Strasser.
I am Strasser. What is it? I've been expecting you. It is perfectly safe here.
Oh, it can't be too careful.
It's safe here.
Oh, it can't...
I used this to deliver the officers' uniforms to the Nazis at the airport.
Have you made arrangements for the plane?
Take it slowly, mon ami. You had trouble getting here?
Trouble? Oh, not much. A French family down the road helped me. Gee, they were wonderful.
Good. A French family, you say? Who are they?
The Collards. They just managed to get me away from the searching party. It was awful close.
The Nazis had better be more careful. They may lose the war otherwise.
Well, look, about the plane.
Yeah. How much were you told?
Simply that you were made a cannon with one of our new cannons mounted on it.
Yes, yes.
The cannon the British are so anxious to get.
That is correct. What are your plans?
Well, as soon as you leave, there's a secret wireless. Jay, he'll send a message to England.
I see. And then over the channel to escort you home, eh?
Yeah, that's right.
Seems like I have a wireless.
No, it's to be sent from Calais. Those are my orders. And anyway, it must go in code, and only Breguet knows the code.
I see. Let me think. I have it. We will perfect our plans there.
That's well. But hadn't I better go with you?
It would attract attention if we travel together. No, you will leave earlier. I will arrange for tickets.
Great. That takes a load off my mind.
Where will I find you in Calais?
Oh, at the Boule de Suif Café. It's near the docks. You ask for Brigitte. I'll be there.
Fine. And I will try to have a plane available tonight.
Say, is this cannon they've got such hot stuff?
Hot stuff? Hot stuff? Oh, I see what you mean. Yes, it is the deadliest gun ever mounted on a plane.
Phew. Well, it'll be in England tonight.
You, at the Royal Lord office, in my name, you will take the 3 o'clock train to Calais. Do not miss it.
I won't. See you in Calais.
Yes. And now you'd better get away from here. Go to the marketplace until the train leaves. It is the least suspicious spot in town.
The marketplace. Right. Bye.
Hans, Arthur, schnell.
Ja. But why don't you let him get away, Herr Schaub?
I am after bigger game than just one spy. Now he will lead me to the British secret code. Then I will wireless these stupid British to send 100 fighters. When they come over, we will have 500 of our fighters. 500 of our fighters to wipe them out of the sky. I will be decorated for this. I will be next to Himmler in the Gestapo.
You are sure this Harrigan suspects nothing? He does not know that you are not Strasser?
How could he? I have taken Strasser's place. These stupid British do not even know the real Strasser faced a firing squad 3 days ago.
Shall we follow him?
Nein. You, Otto, will take a squad and clean out the farm of the Collars. They are enemies of Germany. They must be destroyed. They must be destroyed.
Jawohl. Ein Hitler.
Ein Hitler.
And da hier ist Strauss. What do I do?
You will go immediately to Calais by car. You will see that the Boule de Suif Café is surrounded, but without attracting attention. We will take this young British and his French helper together. This is the most perfect trap.
Innocently, Hopp has walked right into the hands of the German Gestapo. Unknown to him, he has not only betrayed himself, but the Collars, Brigitte, the French wireless operator, and 100 RAF fighter pilots who will be led to almost certain death. How can Hopp possibly right the wrongs? This episode will tell the story, so don't miss it. Tune in, same time, same station, and fly with Hopp Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX-4 to control tower. CX-4 to control tower. Standing by.
CX-4, all clear.
Harrigan, taking off. Time, same station.
Appearing in All American Comics magazine, Hop Harrigan has come to you from New York.